Hello, my friends, and good Friday morning to you. Thank you so much for being here today. My name is Roger, and behind the scenes is my wife, Angie, and together we are the Barnabas Bridge. This week, we've been talking about a really wonderful thing, I believe, in all of our books, and that is the magnificent thing it is to be part of the family of God. In the letter of 1 John, there's in chapter 3, here's what the scripture says there. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. It's just this idea that we try to wrap our minds around that the God of creation has invited us in to be part of this good and wonderful family. We were aliens and strangers, distanced from God in every way, without a way to reach Him. And He came to earth and brought us back into the family, and now calls us sons and daughters. It's an exciting thing. And really, I don't know if I'll really be able to get my arms wrapped around that until I get to heaven and see my Savior. Being part of this family is such an exciting thing. Isn't it something that you just desire to share with others? Something so precious and something so remarkable. We can't just put it away and pick and choose who comes, but in fact, invite everyone in to be a part of what God has so freely given us. When I was growing up in my family, I was one of the younger members. And so here's what the scene would be. From time to time, one of the older siblings, they would bring home a girl or a guy, whichever the case may be, and they would introduce them to us. And there was a time in each one of their lives when the person that they introduced to us came back again. And then they came back again. And then they came and they were spending a lot of time at our place. They were once strangers, and then they became frequent visitors. And over time, the time they spent with us was more and more. And eventually there was a wedding. And along with that wedding came a name change. And these people who were once strangers and then visitors were no longer any of those things, but now part of the family that we all love so much. And we had new members, and we had people that shared in our joy of what God had created in our biological and maternal and paternal families. It's much that way in Scripture, isn't it? Isn't it something that we would have this beautiful thing to be called, just as John said, the amazing thing it is to be called children of God, this love that God has lavished upon us? How could we not want to share that and invite others to become part of this good and wonderful family? I want to finish the week with you by sharing a passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I'm going to start in verse number 16, and I just want to read it for you and allow the Spirit to speak to you through this. Now, if you've been born again under Christ's love, under the cross, then you know the point in your life where it was a remarkable thing, where you were once a stranger, and then you became a visitor. But when you embraced Christ as your Lord and Savior, you became a full member of the family and experienced all the good things that was part of that new title. Your name changed from who you were and to be a Christian to being a sons and daughter of the King. And everything changed, and forevermore, you are part of that new family. 16 says, so from now on, because of those things, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. He's got a new name. The old is gone. The new has come. All of this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us this message of reconciliation. We have this wonderful opportunity. I know earlier in the week I called it a responsibility, and truly it is. But now, with this added scripture today, the excitement in the writer's voice of what God has done in their lives, they just give us this ministry of reconciliation. And now we have opportunity, and every time we turn the corner, of inviting other people who are strangers to us, perhaps, to become visitors, and then to become part of the family. I don't know how exactly that would look in your life. I know that many of us are hesitant to be evangelistic in our days. But let me assure you that the scripture repeats over and over and over again that that is exactly what we are to be. Being quiet about someone that we proclaim that we love really casts a long shadow on the authenticity of our love, doesn't it? Because if we truly love someone, we talk about them. If we really truly love something, like the family of God, we invite others to share in that joy. I don't know if you've ever heard of a gal, a present-day speaker named Johnny Erickson Tada. She's just really, if you don't know who she is, look up some of her videos and hear her speak sometimes. She's just really a remarkable person in my family of God. She's my sister in Christ. Although I've never met her, I know so much about her because I know the King. I know who she calls Lord. I know who she calls Father. I know her excitement because I hear it in her voice and see it in her actions. I see it in her strength. I see it in her courage. And in so many ways, I want to be like her. I heard her say this just the other day. She said, "If in all of my afflictions I have tasted the goodness of God, how can I not share that same goodness with my neighbors?" Amen, Johnny. She's a gal who loves the Lord and wants everyone to experience what it's like to be part of that good and wonderful family. I hope the same for me, and I hope the same for you, my friends. And I pray in every way that this has been an encouraging week for you, that you've been able to look at your own family, perhaps, or whatever it took for you to really start dive in deep into the understanding that God has called us all to be one into this beautiful family of His. Brothers and sisters in Christ, ministry of reconciliation for the rest of the world, working together that this house runs according to God's will in a beautiful and orderly manner. So this weekend, folks, I hope that you have a church family to go to, and I hope when you find one, it's one that loves you in your good points and bad points, one that has your back all the time, one you want to be called your family, one that you look at as your family. So do that. Find a preacher who is true to the gospel and never backs up from it, and you got yourself a home. So God bless you, and I love you guys, and take care. Let's say a prayer before we head into our weekend, okay? God, you've called us into this beautiful family, and so we can tell each other via video that we love one another. Even if we've never met, we know so much about one another because you've made it that way. God, thank you for calling me to be part of this beautiful family that you have created and that you are presently creating today. Let me do my part to fulfill your good work and to continue on with what you desire. Lord, we love you, and we are just so thankful that we can now call you Father because of the Son. Lord, allow the Spirit to work powerfully in our lives this day and every day from this point forward. We love you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory. We pray these things in the name of my King, my Savior, my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Folks, take care, and God willing, we'll see you Monday, okay? Have a fabulous weekend. Bye.